Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I thought it was going to be Baltimore.
Yeah, I didn't know where. We are up and at it, baby. We are up early today.
Yep.
Wait, it actually feels like we're on a show, like a morning show, because it's early.
I know.
Guys, we're recording this at like 10 a.m., which may not be early.
It is so early.
Yeah, it's really early.
But normally.
People know it works in six. They're like.
No, I got up at like 8 a.m. That's so early. Right? 8 a.m.?
I mean, compared to what we normally do.
Yeah. I mean, I went to sleep at like 2:30 in the morning. So like I didn't get enough. I didn't get a lot.
Is anybody a morning person here?
Absolutely not.
Yep.
Not.
Same. I am a night person. I'm a night owl.
Yeah. No way. Mornings are brutal for me.
We're starting early today because...
He's already comfy.
we're starting early today because we're all leaving today and tomorrow. I leave in... 7 hours to go to the airport. Heath, you leave tomorrow. Remy and Alicia, you guys leave
a week. We leave next week. Yeah, we've got a week. We're just here for you today. We are here for literally you and you only.
I know.
The diva of the crew.
Thank you guys for being so accommodating.
Of course. Yeah. Happy to be here.
I was trying to record yesterday, but you guys didn't want to.
We had another podcast to record.
I know. You guys recorded three. You guys are crazy. Heath and I, when we record two in one day, we're like, pushing.
Oh, do you not normally do two in one day?
No.
We go never. No, this show's the first one where we're starting to do two.
Really?
And Heath and I will be like, damn, this is hard. It's hard to talk for 3.5 hours.
It takes a little conditioning for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we want to make sure our energy's there. We want to be
I get that, yeah.
We want them to both be good.
That explains the long breaks.
In between.
Because we're like, wow, it's pretty basic. We can kind of pump them out. But then with this show, it's usually like a whole day affair. No, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But now that makes sense because you guys weren't used to that.
Because this is usually how I talk. Yeah, you know. Like I don't talk with excitement ever, but like, you know, when the cameras are on, the lights, I have to be on, and then that's just so much energy sucked out.
They're like, why do they need a lunch break? And like, what is taking?
It's like an hour and a half. I'm like, okay, guys.
The first time we recorded, I was like, wow, we were just working the kinks out. And then the next time I was like, oh, so I left at 11 and I got home at 9 p.m.
Try being an influencer for a day. Try it.
Okay, well, where are you going?
I'm going to London.
Ooh.
I'm taking my little
cheerio.
Cheerio. We're gonna take the lube.
The lube.
No, not the lube. The tube.
Take the lube.
We're gonna take the lube. We
Him saying he's gonna go to London and take lube.
Like, we that? Going to the first person. I'm here, baby. All right, tell me where the lube is.
It's like they speak English. Not even a whole different language.
Yeah, somebody that thinks that they have this like insane act, like insane over the top accent. So I'm taking my little sister Hidayah on a trip. We have not like done a trip ever, or we have like we've been to Lebanon. Like years ago, but this is like the first time we're actually like taking a trip out of the country.
That's together, so sweet.
Just me and her. And
that's so cute.
And she's always wanted to go to London. So when I told her I had the opportunity to go and take her, she was ecstatic. She like, well, we're only going for like a day and a half, but still.
That's okay.
It's still, it's good. We got invited by Warner Brothers to go to the Furiosa premiere.
Yeah. Oh,
so that was just so cool. So
that's the Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, really.
Very cool.
And I love the Mad Max movies. So like, I was like, I took the opportunity. I was like,
oh, that's
fuck
sick.
It, let's go. And they're covering travel and all that. So we're like,
hell yeah.
So yeah, can't wait to do that. And then we were going to go to Budapest right after.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
And for a week.
I've never been.
I don't even know what it looks like. I typed in Google Images Budapest. I still like don't really understand what it looks like.
I looked up what Budapest looks like. Not what I had in mind.
Really?
At all.
No, I just think of in like the Avengers, it was such a joke throughout the whole series about like, yeah. Oh, what happened in Budapest? So I feel like I'm more interested because of that.
Yeah. Such a good name too.
Oh yeah.
We're going to like the Spice Festival.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's beautiful.
So I thought like when you think Spice Festival, you think, oh, it's just like a big giant farmer's market.
Flea market.
Filled with spices and goods and like everything from Budapest. No, it's literally like Coachella. It's a giant music festival.
Oh my God.
But they also have
you
like-
come with your bags ready. Like,
no, that's, so I thank God I looked it up because I was like, oh this God. Is cute. Like what's the Ice Spice Festival. They should have her fucking head. It's
Ice Spice, the Spice Girls.
What other spice?
Ice Cube. Ice Cube. Everything that rhymes with Spice. It's like a giant music festival. So that's going to be really interesting. And I've heard of like the bathwater fountains. Oh, no, wait, what the, there's like something called like the baths there. Where it's like, I looked it up. It looks like just a giant Vegas pool. I don't know why everyone's calling
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, they're like, you gotta visit the baths. I'm like, ooh, the baths. I'm thinking like, you know those lagoons in like the middle of-
Well, yeah, they're like natural, like hot springs.
That's what I expected. I looked, I'm like, ooh, it's gonna be good. I looked it up, Vegas pool. I'm like, this ain't a bath.
It's just what they call a hot tub or like a jacuzzi.
Oh my God.
It's a pool. It's a giant pool outside of a hotel, but yeah. I can't wait to try it out so I can come back and tell you a little bit more about it.
I can't wait for the story.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that, we're going to Florida to see our family.
Love
to see our mom
I'm
and dad.
To be honest, I mean, I love that you're doing that. I thought you were going to be like some other country.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
no,
going to
no,
Florida.
No. No,
we're going to Florida. Florida.
We're going to Florida. And then, ooh, can we roll the intro? Because this one's hot.
Okay.
I surprised Heath with the trip to New York, but it's for something specific.
Oh, okay.
So let's roll the intro, baby. Okay.
Hit it.
I'm Heath.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I am Remy Cruz.
I'm Alicia Marie.
I'm Zane Hijazi.
And I am Heath Husar.
And we did the full name. Sorry, I started that. Sorry.
You did. And we should tell them to subscribe because we never do.
Yes.
Guys, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes, so many of you guys are watching every week, but subscribe so you guys get that notification that we've just uploaded so you don't miss a post because you know how YouTube
Plus, it's free to subscribe.
Did you know that?
Click and that bell.
Look at this beautiful sign.
The why?
No, I moved it up.
It said basketball on front of the third.
Basketball?
Bruh, oh my God, our show's a mess.
I know.
It's fine. Okay, well, yeah, guys, we're basically unfiltered.
I feel so bad because it makes you guys look like the messy ones. Like,
yeah, the unfiltered.
Basically,
is
your
unfiltered.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, we're like nice and clean. We're lit up.
Hey, we're glowing in underneath.
I do. You know? Do you think the pretty showing a little bit too much?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
You think another level?
Oh, come on. We're just always like, well, but what if?
Before we say the surprise that you have,
mm-hmm.
I have a little surprise, and this is the perfect time to do it. Now, here's the thing. Merch. If we don't like, we don't have to use at all. Okay.
Okay.
But, and I kind of feel sentimental. I hate when I explain shit.
Oh, what is it?
Everyone close your eyes.
It's another prank.
No.
I can't do this.
Okay.
Eyes are closed.
Like, I looked at them. Just
I hate
I'm
it.
Excited. Are your eyes open?
No.
Okay.
I opened my eyes because Heath gasped. I had so much FOMO.
Sorry.
I was genuinely so angry when you gasped when my eyes were so close.
Like, that I saw it before
Heath,
you.
I have like jealous issues. I was like, I don't want Heath to see it first.
Can I touch?
Yeah.
Can I open?
Yeah.
All right, can we open our eyes?
Oh!
Okay, open
new one.
Wait, so cute.
Oh, finally.
But I kind of like the tape on it.
Yeah, no, we could put it on.
But I kind of like.
Wait, can we switch it off
now? Yeah, you can
switch
it.
Oh, my God, guys. So Alicia got
us. Hair dryer update. Yeah.
Alicia got us boxes.
We got boxes.
They're pretty much the mic boxes that we put on the edge of our blow dryers. And we have our new show now. Called Basically Unfiltered.
Perfect.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I do kind of
really
like
cute.
The tape on this.
I do too.
My favorite is everyone commenting, why is there tape on their mics?
They don't know the lore.
Drives engagement.
We could sign them and give them away.
We
oh my
could.
God.
To
with
our,
some of the merch.
Maybe our first, yes. Wait, Loki, that's actually genius.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you guys can tell already, but I'm wearing right now, I'm wearing Basically Unfiltered right now. I was trying to make it Basically Unfiltered as like a brand.
Oh, yeah. Who are you wearing?
I'm wearing BXU.
Is this the fall collection?
Obviously on a black hoodie for the people listening. We got pink hearts on the side with a little emoji. It says BU, be pretty, be
unfiltered.
You know, this was designed impeccably by Remy. She
Thank
spent
you.
So much time on this design.
Hours.
What?
Hours.
You made that? She
spent hours.
Hours. Let us know if you guys want one. If you don't, it's fine, baby. More for us.
So subscribe.
So subscribe.
Sorry,
anyway,
I'm a little premature.
And like for the merch. Okay, what is happening?
Okay. Oh, this is a big deal, right? So you guys know how I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon. That world, my biggest fucking.
You got a role in the next thing.
No, I wish. No.
Good guess, though.
I tried.
But House of the Dragon personally invited me to the premiere of season 2 in New York, and I had a +1.
Shut the fuck up.
He picked me. I'm going
to. That's so sweet.
He picked me. It's all about me.
The whole cast is going to be there.
Oh my God.
It's going to be, I'm going to be on cloud 9.
He's
going to
be the
there.
Fiji girl in the back of every
oh.
photo.
Yeah. Oh no, 100%. I don't care. I told Heath, like, you're going to be my like wingman for like this entire night. I'm probably going to be drunk. I'm going to be way too excited. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to help me. Like,
good person to bring.
Yeah. You like, know what you should get? Get those Ray-Ban glasses with the camera.
I have them.
And
you
it's
can
just
borrow
your
them.
POV.
No, that's weird.
No, that's weird.
And wear it. So
all the actors
you.
Are like, are you recording me? Yeah, what are you doing?
No,
it's just
so
blinking
good.
Red the whole time. Yeah.
It's blinking. There's a light.
It's crazy.
I am Zane.
You don't see it.
I don't get nervous about anything when it comes to celebrities ever. But like when I'm there, it's going to be like, I'm going to feel like I'm backstage of like a Taylor Swift concert for like Swifties. Like,
oh
it's
my
just
God.
Gonna, I'm going to be just like shaking the whole time.
Wait, if you had to pick one person to actually like meet or get a photo with, who would it be?
Everybody.
No, it had to pick one.
No, they're all one person. I don't think you understand.
No, I don't.
No. It's not like I'm obsessed with one person.
It's not like a band where Zane would have like a favorite member.
I don't have a favorite member. It's like, I like.
He's obsessed with the franchise.
Yeah, like if
no,
I.
No, we get
even
it.
If we were out and I met an extra.
Hey, mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. education. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like, from the show.
Wasn't there like a coffee cup or something?
I'm leaving. Starbucks, I'd be like, yeah, hey guys, like, I'll see you guys later. I'm just going to, like, I'm going to hang out with this person.
This is why you need the glasses. It would be so fucking funny. No, but I'm gonna record him. Okay, you just need to know what you want him to get.
Cute.
Oh, like the people that record their friend on the media.
No, I'm going to be like a dad taking their kid to Disney. Like, and just like following them walking behind.
Selfie stick.
I'll hold the 360 camera like above and just like.
The drone flying above.
Yes.
Hit the knights over. I'm like, what do we got? Like. I forgot. I was in the moment. I was in the moment with you. I was like, damn. But yeah.
Are you a big fan of the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun, you guys.
Zane got me into it. Mm-hmm. And I'm equally as
so hooked. That's after Florida.
Yeah.
Then you're going to New York.
Yeah. After Florida. Oh my God. I meet Heath in New York because he's gonna be there out there already.
Yeah. Perfect timing. Okay.
And then that's it. And then
where are you guys going? Because you guys leave in a week for 2 weeks too, right?
Yes. We are doing a week in Tokyo and then we're gonna do a week in Seoul.
I've never been to Korea and I'm so excited.
You've been to Japan though.
Yes. Yeah, we've been to Japan.
And what did you do out there last time that's gonna be different this time?
Going to Tokyo. Or are you just I don't know if you guys saw this, but last year we both were gonna go to Japan and then the dates didn't match up. But they matched up enough that when my plane landed, I passed the people who were boarding. It was Remy on the other side of the glass.
Well, I was trying to find her at the airport because I knew that you were landing as I was leaving. And so I was like, I'm going to find her. So I went out of my way to like find the gate and I was so excited and I saw your plane. I was like tracking it.
Yeah.
You had just landed. I was texting her and then I was running up and as I ran up, I didn't realize there was a glass dividing us.
You know, of course they're going to set like, the people who landed.
Like sometimes people walk out and
but
you're
not
like,
internationally.
I didn't know that.
No,
though.
Like that's I'm what so I like excited. This. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see her. And then it hit me. Of course, Alicia, you have to go through customs. They're not just going to let you like talk to the next people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, oh my God, we have the funniest video of us literally on the side of the glass.
That's crazy that you guys got to see each other though.
I know.
It's in Japan, crazy. But like you couldn't like touch each other.
You know what?
Other,
at least it was glass. Though.
It was glass. I could see. I couldn't hear you, but I could see you.
Yeah, we could not hear each other.
Through.
Oh no, exactly. So it was really fun. And then we actually had gone with a brand a few years before that, but we still haven't like just done us in the city. So I'm excited to like, it's just us. Cal's not going.
Do you have a video of that moment?
Yeah, okay, we'll put it in.
You should take that moment. It should go from that to you guys together in Japan.
Embracing in the airport.
And we should go like this, but it's each other.
Do a complete fucking fake sob story where like you guys went to Japan at the same time or you guys try to plan it out but it was only the only time you got to see each other was through glass and this time you're in Japan together, reunited for the first time
since last year.
Oh, people are gonna eat that shit.
So you're doing a week in Japan and then a week in Seoul.
And so the reason why this trip came to be is my parents, they're literally in Tokyo as we speak. They flew in yesterday and they are just living their best empty nesting life and traveling all the time now and just living their best lives. And so they're doing Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka, and then going to Seoul and then doing like Busan and all these other places in Korea. Oh. And I'm at that age where I am obsessed with my parents again. And I'm like, I want to spend all the time with them. Like, I love them so much. And I don't know how much time
it's just
we
weird
have
getting older.
Together. Oh I know. Gosh, like I know. In the past few years, it just swapped. And I was like, I'm obsessed. Like, I can't get enough. And so I was like, I want to go to Korea with them. So I asked Alicia, because she has family in Japan. So I was like, do you want to go together? And then I'll just hop over to Korea and then I'll see my parents and I'll just tag along on their trip. And my mom was like, well, can Alicia come with you too?
And at the same time, I was like, I mean, I don't want to invite myself on your family vacation, but obviously, like, I'm down to go, you know, if, yeah. just if you want to travel, buddy.
You can tell that Alicia's always down to go. You, oh, she yeah. just needs that invite.
Yes. No, yes.
She'll never say no. It don't matter what
literally.
It is. She won't say no.
So we're going to do a little family. She's going to have a cruise so cool. for the week.
No,
and it's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. Oh.
Did you go to Golden Guy while you were there?
Last time? Did. Yes, yes, yes.
That was my favorite spot.
It was so cool. The only thing is I don't drink sake. So I didn't have the bet or like beer. I was like, do you have any like vodka or anything? They're like, no. I was like, I'll have a water. But it was just cool
it
to
just
be there.
It looks so pretty.
You don't drink either. So you just enjoyed the atmosphere.
No, but we drank in Japan, remember?
That was before his sobriety.
Okay.
I can't believe it's been over like a year.
I know.
And a half.
Oh my, can we tell him our day, just that one day that we had? In Japan.
At Bika Kamaru?
Yeah. It was me, Heath, and Mariah. I think it was just the three of us, yeah. right? And we were just like, let's get drunk today. So we were like in our, like,
wait,
we looked like tourists. We had our
and
backpacks and everything. And it was the middle of the day on like a Tuesday. I forget what it was. But we were just like, let's go to 7-Eleven and just get drunk off of those 7-Eleven seltzers.
So they had like, so Bic camera is like their like Best Buy basically. Uh-huh. And we were looking for a specific camera and every single one was sold out. So our whole trip was going to like 10 different
Bika cameras.
Bika Kamaru stores. And we literally were just hunting this camera down. We finally found it. We got excited. And then down below, they had like the 7-Eleven, like convenience yeah. store type thing. So we went down and there was these little cans of
lemon
sour like drinks.
Ooh, they're
the best drinks. You should try them.
Lemon sours in Japan is Ooh. Next level. Like they're so good.
I think it's the 7-Eleven brand, right?
I don't know what the brand
also
was.
Also there, 7-Elevens, they're at convenience stores.
Amazing.
Beyond.
Yes.
It's clean.
Compared to here, it's crazy. Everything is
Did
clean.
You have the
it's
pancakes?
Beautiful.
No, the fluffy pancake.
Not
was
the fluffy
on...
one. The one at 7-Eleven, it has the butter and the syrup in it. It
no.
is so
no.
Remy, we're getting them. It's like
I
my
know, we're
thing.
Gonna eat so no, much.
Her eye twist. She was like
But yeah, we got a bunch of like these little like cans and we just started drinking them for some
oh
reason.
Oh my God.
And it was so fun. Just
and Mariah too. I think she was drinking too, no?
Yeah, she was.
It was me, Heath, and Mariah. We're in the middle of like the crossing and we're just like, guys, and we're the only ones. We were those people. We like everyone's just like on their way to work.
They're
just
so
like
quiet
doing
too, yeah.
And we were just like, uh-huh. guys, this is crazy. We're in the middle of Japan. Like it just hit us as we were drunk.
Wait, that's
oh my
so
God.
Funny.
That trip was unbelievable.
I love how it was off of that, and not like sake or like something yeah. more, you know, just.
Yeah.
Those gas station cans.
yeah.
I feel like that'll do it to you though.
Yeah.
That will.
We're pretty good for like when it came to like, just like, you know, just being just like not those people. We're pretty good the rest of the whole trip. But that one like 2 hour spot, we were like those American tourists. Mm-hmm.
At least
like,
you had the backpack. You were at,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
the touristy spot.
We definitely looked the part for sure. So
I didn't tell you this. My dad called me the other day and told me that the day that we're going to the spa, because my mom set up all the Korean spa appointments. Like we're getting the hair. Have you seen the scalp thing?
Yes.
Oh, I know
want
you
wanted
your spa day. I'm sorry.
Matt,
you're going to get that spa day.
Matt told us like the whole spa thing there is like unreal.
Oh, it's insane. Their whole like spa culture, maybe a little plastic surgery.
But no, I'm going to come back. You guys are like, who the fuck is that?
You never
what
know.
What if for season two,
We
take a break. We go to Seoul. We get new faces. Come back.
New character unlocked.
New characters unlocked.
You know what?
Two.
Remember that episode where we're going to dress up as each other? We go to Korea. We get full face. Yep. We just staple,
face extraction.
Staple, staple,
we
staple.
Switch.
We come back.
Just for an episode. Though we switch it back, yeah. though.
Obviously.
I'll just
so
say, the day that we're going to the spa
oh, yeah.
and getting our BBLs,
obviously.
My dad's going to go.
You want? I love it.
My dad's going to go see his cousin for the first time in 53 years.
No. Oh my
Isn't
God.
That so cute?
Are you going to be able to witness that?
No,
we're at the spa.
I asked him, I was like, do you want us to go? He's like, I think you want to do it alone. So
That's
we'll be at
though.
The spa.
He's like, don't film it. Don't
yeah,
bring your influencer
I know,
friend.
I know.
Like, normally I'd be like, don't film, but that feel like that's such
I
a cute
know.
Moment I wanted to see.
I know.
If I was
they,
like,
they
look
have
over
beef.
Like,
that's why they haven't seen each other. That's why
oh
he was on
God.
He's like, no, I need to take
they just
care
need
of something.
Unfinished business. You had to.
Wait.
You know, isn't there, I've heard stories where like family members haven't seen each other in like 50 years. And once they like see each other after all that time, they die like soon after because
they
their
like,
body
fulfill
didn't
it.
Want to like die until like seeing that person. Until
seeing
that's
like your
again.
Grandma saying she's waiting until you have kids.
I know, but don't. I don't want to think about my.
No,
dad
no, I know, I know. But I remember but stories like that. It's just, mm-hmm. it's like
just
it's
holding
crazy
out
how our bodies like operate. Like it's like. If your body doesn't want to go yet because it needs to do something, it will like
yeah,
stay.
Yeah, it's like you willing to like put through, a, like deal with things and like fight through. And then as soon as you feel that fulfillment, you're like, okay.
I could cry.
That's crazy. Ugh. Oh.
Well.
I'm going to cry.
We'll be at the spa.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Not
can't
me tearing up at 30 in the morning.
Not me crying in my matcha.
Yeah. That's really cute. So an after soul, that's it?
Yeah, then we'll be back home over. And back to the pods.
Back to the pods, back to real life.
It's going to go so quick.
It is. Oh my God, know, yeah. I know. But
back
we're going
to
have
real
a great
life.
Time.
I said back to real life. Try being an influencer for a day. I need to catch myself when
going,
I say shit like that.
Going to the movie premiere.
I say back to real life.
Going to the movie premiere, going to the show premiere, back to real life.
Oh, I was because... We had to book like all these flights, and I remember when we were doing all that, I was like stressing out about certain stuff, and I was talking to Heath and Mariah about like everything that I had to do, and I felt like Miranda Priestly in Devil Wears Prada. I was sitting there like, and then we have to book the trip to London. Oh, and then I need to book a diet for Budapest.
And then he was like, wait, am I going to Budapest first or am I going to New York? Oh, no.
Zane's in his influencer era.
And then
spends 1 month with us.
Oh, and then me and her, we have to fly to Florida, see the family.
So. And then, not joking, he was like, oh my God, I got to call the travel agent. I'm dead serious. He was like, oh my God, I got to call the travel agent.
Guys, I don't have a travel agent. That's not
me. He was like,
me.
She's going to have to change the flight.
It's just light rain.
It's just light rain.
The girls need the hardcover copy of the books.
Oh my
I remember
God.
That scene, man.
Great movie.
Mm. It's crazy. You know that movie's based off of Anna Wintour, that lady that's the Met Gala?
Mm-hmm. Really?
That mm-hmm. runs the Met Gala? Yeah. I didn't know that for a long time after.
That movie is incredible.
Met Gala's getting so much shit now. Yeah, I've always hated Met Gala.
Remember when I thought I went?
Bro, that was the crazy.
I was going to say that, and then I was like,
oh, shit.
The Thirst Gala.
I forgot.
What was that? The Thirst Gala?
Anyway.
Oh, you know, remember who I was with at the Thirst Gala?
Who?
I was with Andrea at the time.
You brought her?
No, she brought me. I think that's why you went too, no?
I don't think she had a plus two.
Wait, how did you get? Yes, because we all had the same manager. We all had the same.
Maybe y'all were like a package deal.
I thought we went through Darwin. I thought he invited
no,
us.
No, that was Critics' Choice Awards.
We just been through so many of them. Oh, I just get them confused.
Try being an influencer for a day. Those things are not that fun, huh? Actually.
I love it.
We also have like imposter syndrome to the max. So every time I go to something like that, I feel like.
Hey, mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. Sittercity.com. Sittercity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, Sittercity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with Sittercity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get Sittercity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. Sittercity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to sittercity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I am not supposed to be here. And then I start getting in my head and I feel really uncomfortable because I'm like, these people are like way bigger, way more successful, way more like.
It's not even that. They're just nominated. Like, that's why they're
yeah.
there. And it's funny because the people that are nominated, I don't even think they want to be there. They're just there for work. And like, but we're yeah. there just to.
And we're getting dressed
we're
up
willingly
too.
We're paying. Like, yes! We're willingly going.
It's Wait, so
I,
embarrassing.
I want to go to one all together. That'd be so fun.
For should we go to the
as if we get to decide. We like hope we get invited.
The shorties. We just go
hey,
to
Remy,
like.
Remy won a shorty. Are you presented?
Did I win? I did. I presented.
Oh, did I win?
I don't know. I don't. I was like, I don't think I won. I did
all
present
her trophies.
I did. Did I?
She pulls it down. She's like,
oh, I did.
I
pull
did.
It from back here.
I got, you know, I got nominated for a shorty for something. I forget what it was, but the picture they used was my brother's picture.
Oh yeah, I do remember that.
Stop.
That was great.
Stop.
How did they find your brother's photo? Well, did I tell you, I, for a long time, there was a baby picture that I had on my Twitter avatar, like page. For 2 years, I did not know that wasn't me.
No.
It was my brother.
No.
So I was using that for everything.
Wait.
Like, because I don't have a lot of baby pictures. Like, I don't have a lot. But my brother has
is
a ton.
Is your brother the oldest?
Yeah.
That always happens, yeah.
How does that I don't understand how that happens. I get it if I have more than my brother, because like back then, there the cameras
just,
probably weren't.
I don't get how you didn't know that it
yeah.
wasn't you.
And why didn't my brother or my parents tell me?
They were, oh, yeah. They probably,
I feel like they were talking shit behind my back. Like, your brother, like, you know, he's doing all this shit. Oh, and now he's using
and now he's,
your photo.
Now he's rubbing it in my face, putting my baby
Dude,
picture.
He probably fucking hates me. Probably hates me
Ask
after
him.
All this. I'm going to talk to him.
Good thing you're
you know,
saying
we have these
week.
Calls. He's like, yeah, I love you, bro. And I feel like he hangs up and just talks shit.
I think that we need to unpack that in therapy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My brother.
How did you
I
not
don't
know it was
so?
Did you? Were you like, oh, wow, I look great here? Like,
no, I just saw it was a cute photo. But then it hit me that, oh, no, I actually was an ugly baby. And that's probably why I didn't get pictures.
No. I
was the
same
Remy?
Thing. No, same thing happened to me. I'm the firstborn. And I think when you have, yeah, I would like to see you as a baby also. I think when you're the firstborn, your parents only have one kid. So, and they're so excited, obviously, and they have more time. But when you have more than one kid, you've got so many things to juggle.
That's
so
true.
I think you just have less time to take pictures. You have a lot other things to focus on.
And it is, I guess it is much more exciting. Like having your first baby, you're like taking a bunch of, I get it.
You want to like take, like record every milestone.
Yeah.
Should we all bring up a baby photo of us?
Oh, yeah, I would love to see everyone as a baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I look like an adult in this.
I can't wait to see.
My mom looks beautiful in this.
Your mom is so beautiful.
But her holding me, I'm surprised my mom didn't die giving birth to me.
She's a firefighter.
It's insane. It's insane. She probably wanted dead
no.
when I was halfway coming out. I was going to
say her pushing you out.
It's just the face you make.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, that's a wild picture.
Look how big I look.
Just your face.
That's why my mom never took pictures of me. That was the first and last one.
Let me see that up close.
Look at my mom's face in that. She's like, kill me.
Zane, you look like, hey, you guys.
You look like Boss Baby. Oh. Have you ever seen Spirited Away? You've never seen Spirited Away.
Oh, my God. Oh. The baby.
The baby.
Whoa. It's half the face you're making, too.
I think it's just the angle, too. Like, I
the
think
angle.
The
I
angle.
Think,
what do you mean the angle? It's a straight-on picture. There's no angle.
I feel like, no, I feel like it's not real. I feel like it's an optical illusion. Yeah, no, I think it's an, I feel like your face had to be closer to the camera or something, because there's no way your head's up there.
My mom is not like this. She's not doing like a YouTube
thumbnail.
She's
holding you out like a fish. Just like showing off the eyes.
One of those fucking tunas.
For perspective.
Look what I caught.
Wait, I need to see one more time. I'm sorry.
Look.
You look happy.
My poor mom, after that, then delivered twins.
Ooh.
Woo!
Oh.
That's crazy.
I said, beat up. Oh my God. I'm sorry, mom.
Were you a C-section or did
yeah,
you
I was
push?
Just going to ask, like, maybe.
I don't know.
I gotta
ask my mom.
Sorry, we gotta do
it.
That was not what I was expecting.
I think.
All.
I think the.
It makes you using your brother's picture funnier.
Yeah.
Maybe I did know that was my brother because I just didn't want to use a picture of myself.
I was
How do you
not
follow that up?
That.
How do you follow that up?
Well, I thought I had an ugly one. I'm just kidding.
Let's see yours.
No.
I can't even picture you as like a baby.
As a baby. Yeah. I had rolls on rolls on rolls. My mom said she would be at like lunch with her friends, and then someone would be like, "Oh, can I hold her?" And she'd be like, "Yeah," and lift me up. And the table, they go, "Damn!" Whoa. Like, whoa, she got rolls. You can kind of see him.
I love
I look
a baby
like the Pillsbury,
roll.
Like.
Oh my God, you look like a Gerber baby.
Oh my,
yes.
Like your
you
face
do.
Looks the same.
I think
you know, like in a cute way, like you have the same features.
No, no
but the roll.
I don't see the resemblance.
You don't see the face? Oh I feel like no. When she smiles, I see like the eyes.
Let me see it.
Oh my God.
That's dorky.
So dorky.
It's the gummy smile.
Yeah, gummy smile.
You're so cute. Oh my God, the rolls.
The rolls.
Oh my God.
I don't have like a one that young. The only thing I have that I've ever posted that I can find is
did your parents not take a lot of
they didn't take a lot at all. Also my parents have I think like 40 rolls of film that have been shot but just never developed.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wait.
Cause like it's very pricey. So I think like it was just like we have all this, but like instead of like taking it back then, they just like forgot about
wait,
it.
Oh my God, there's places where you can ship it all and then they'll like digitalize it.
No, I don't
so
think
I think,
they
I think
it?
Now, no, we still have roles that just haven't been developed.
I did that one.
I think when I, next time I go out to see them, yeah. I'll just take them in and just get them all developed.
Aww.
I think they like at the time they just forgot to do it.
Yeah.
And it just like sat and then just never got
around
to
that's going to be so exciting.
That'd be really fun.
Pictures.
A whole
oh my,
like, family
your
night.
Your mom's going to cry.
So this is, so this is, I have no idea how old I am.
It's AI.
It's his face now.
I can't believe your baby photo.
Well, man,
I can't.
Yesterday?
Oh my God, you were blonde?
Yeah.
You're so cute.
So I think that's like me at like 2 years old chugging a beer.
A little German baby.
Wait, you're so cute.
Is that a beer?
Yeah.
Tracks.
Apple.
Blonde?
Everything checks out, right?
Yeah.
You are blonde.
Yeah.
Oh, the shorts are like pants.
You look like a baby Justin
that's a,
Bieber.
That's a good picture. You should hang that up in the house.
That's so cute.
It's a very vintage.
It's very
like,
artsy. I could see that being blown
pick.
Up.
Yeah, that's like all I have.
That's a cute picture.
That's a good one though. I mean, it's good that like the one you have is like iconic.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's really cute.
Like I could see that like if I was like an artist, that would be my album.
Yes.
Cover.
No.
Yes. 100%.
Seriously.
And, like if I was a country singer.
Oh my God.
I think
and
it's
just
right.
Me chugging a beer
oh,
at 2 years
so
old.
Yeah.
Heath, let me see it again. You should.
Yeah, you should do something
you should
with it.
Sell that to like one of your favorite country artists and just like be like, hey, just you don't have to say it's
long
me or anybody. Just like, use it as an album cover.
Ass cold beer.
That's going to be at the wedding and like there's going to be a baby pic of Mariah and like that's so cute.
Mariah has one of both of us like almost in like identical outfits.
Oh my God,
fishing. And I need to
wait, that's so cute.
I know she has
identical
I just can't
outfits?
Get over you being a blonde.
Yeah, she was a like a little tomboy when she was younger.
Tomboy.
Okay, I'll share mine.
Yeah, we all know it's really cute.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Romy!
Stone cold. Oh, she a cunt. Yeah. Oh, she.
Okay, but scroll one to the left.
That's no, this one is so, like.
That's so mean.
You are spoiled brat.
Oh, honey.
Oh, that one's good.
This is so, like.
That's so mean.
Can I say something? This is, you know how they say, like, babies are, like, drunk adults and, like, drunk adults are babies? This is, like, Romy. This is when you're drunk and you're just like, that is literally you.
The pout.
Is that Brandy Melville?
Like, oh, this is, I've seen this woman walking around like Pasadena Mall. Wait, you look like a grown woman in this.
It's the sweater around the neck.
This is such a good picture.
It's a sweater around the
and
neck.
And you got like that old lady stank.
Yeah,
face, like.
It looks like I got served, like I asked for an iced tea and unsweetened. They gave me a sweetened.
Yes.
And
exactly. I'm really upset about
You're like,
it.
That the fuck?
Yeah.
This is such it's a good
We should take all four pictures and put it in a square and just like.
Wait, I love that. That. Also, everybody send it to Mariah right now before we forget.
Okay, Mariah just sent me the.
The fishing.
The fishing.
Oh my God.
Picture. Okay, I'll pass it around.
Her hand on her hip, I could die.
Isn't she so sweet?
You guys. I can tell that's Mariah's.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's you. That does not look like
is,
you.
Put it together.
Yeah.
Got it.
I cannot believe that's you. You guys are so.
I wonder if I've seen this already. That is. Picturing it in my head.
Her hand on her hip.
Oh, no, I haven't seen this. Oh, Heath, that's a good baby picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, your face.
Oh, that's cute.
That's so cute.
Get out of here with that.
Oh my God.
That handle
she
the
looks
hip.
So cute.
She's like waiting for, she's like, where's the fish?
Yeah.
Wait, I love it.
Oh, you're gonna put some cute caption like, caught my biggest best fish.
The biggest catch of my life.
Oh. That's good.
I cannot with your baby photo.
That was.
I need to post that. I haven't posted it. I'll post it after that.
Yeah.
Motherhood is so crazy to me. Even when you're pregnant, you can't eat like deli meats or sushi.
Oh, really?
Or yeah,
sushi too.
Yeah.
Because
the bacteria. There's like possibility of. I think it's listeria. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
So what do you mainly eating? Like, what's your like main diet?
You can just eat whole anything. Foods? Just no. You can eat anything. Just like specifically not like processed like deli meats like salami, turkey.
Everything is processed.
Oh,
though.
Soft cheeses. You can't do soft cheeses.
Feta.
Everything is processed though.
Not necessarily just like processed. Just like. Processed deli meats. Like you can eat a steak, you can eat chicken, you just can't eat like
things with like nitrates. Probably,
oh, yeah, so pretty like when I said whole foods, I meant like whole foods, like
the grocery
foods store. That are not packaged.
Because no, everything can eat packaged foods, yeah. Too. Just specifically,
you can
and like every doctor also, I know some people that
my mom ate deli meat.
That's still do it because their doctor's like it's okay. But yeah, deli meats is big.
Yeah, boy, she was sucking down bologna that pregnancy.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
I know what my mom was feeding me as a kid. Mm-hmm. She ate that shit too. Fucking.
Okay, list of foods. Foods to avoid during pregnancy. And every doctor is different. So
listen,
please keep
to
that
your
in mind.
Own doctor.
Yes. Oh, it is listeria. Okay.
Hysteria.
Okay, what not to eat when pregnant? Raw fish, shellfish, meat and eggs. Oh.
The best things.
I guess.
Meat and eggs? That's not.
I think that's okay.
Trust your doctor.
Fish high in mercury, unpasteurized cheeses, milk, or juices, cold deli meats or lox, unwashed fruits and veggies, high amounts of caffeine, alcohol.
Oops. I'm never getting pregnant.
Same.
Good thing you
Same.
Don't
no
have to.
No way.
No, that's crazy. Yeah, the lists go on and on. Interesting.
My mom definitely had coffee with me.
Oh, coffee.
I think you can figure it out. Yeah, like your doctor. I've heard a lot of
milligram.
Doctors are like, yeah, you can have this much or... You can do this
you
in moderation.
You technically can have a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom. No, you can. No, trust me, you
her
can.
Her mom's glass.
One big one.
You can. No,
just one
trust
glass.
Me. Yeah. No, my mom didn't drink, but like you could definitely have a glass of wine
it's
a day.
Okay.
No, I've heard that too.
Yeah.
But I thought that was like not pregnant though. You could have like a glass of wine a day.
I think a glass of red is good for the heart.
Yeah. I've seen you bitches on red wine. Don't tell me it's good for you every day.
I'm more of a white wine.
White wine seems really healthy.
I
like,
love.
Not gonna lie. Like white wine that I can
White wine seems the most like juice to me.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. I think it's the red wine that's good for the heart.
Okay.
That's weird. I feel like I get heart palpitations.
When you drink
with
red wine?
Yeah,
well,
like
it has
working.
A lot of acid
is it,
in it, right?
Is that it?
Lots of vitamin C and riboflavin.
Yeah. The hostess.
Riboflavin.
Free.
That's on fact checking. Should we play our game?
Yes, yes. I'm so excited for this.
I've been waiting for this one.
So I don't know if you guys have heard of this elsewhere, but I was on TikTok and I saw our friend Danielle Carolyn post this. So.
Shout out Gals on the Go.
So basically, you guys can actually play at home.
Ooh.
Basically, we're given a word and we all have to search that word in our text chats and then read the first chat that comes up. Excuse me, sorry.
Nervous burping.
What's going to suck about this game is I know every single word that I look up, it's the first one is going to be a conversation between Heath and I. Probably not going to be something I want to say.
Yeah.
I'm convinced I might not even have a lot of these words in my text, but we will see.
Right.
We will see.
As she's sitting there,
she's
swiping.
Like, delete.
You don't. You
well, see, I'm
going to
be honest. I'll be honest. I promise. But let's
okay.
See.
Well, I feel like this round we have our own phones, and maybe in a future episode we'll have each other's phones.
Remy
can have mine.
You have mine. You got mine.
Say, I don't know if you want me to read our text combos sometimes. Okay. Let's start. You want to start by, we'll go in order. You want to start with the first one?
Yeah. So play along at home.
Comment down below if you also love playing games with your friends.
Also comment what yours is if it's a crazy one too.
Comment the poop emoji if you hate this game already.
Comment the eggplant emoji because that's the first one we're looking up.
Okay. Eggplant emoji.
We're searching eggplant
emoji. Search eggplant emoji. Okay.
Like, I don't think I use that in...
Yeah, but maybe someone else.
Everyday jargon.
Oh. Oh, I have one.
Oh, shit.
Do you?
Yeah, I have one. It's going to get us demonetized, though.
I can't say this one. It's
Wait, really? What is it?
It's the last one, but it's like the only one that popped up that I have to say.
Go.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, yeah.
This is from my assistant. No. It's not about
anyway,
me.
HR.
It's not about
your
me.
Turn.
No, this is from like, I think before she started working for me, she put, I want eggplant emoji, but it had to be about somebody else. I'm going to the text conversation right now.
Maybe she just really wanted eggplant.
We were at a party and she stayed back because she wanted some.
The eggplant.
Mm. Yeah.
We all want some eggplant.
And then she said, maybe I'll be wholesome, but I want.
Mine, I'll read, but you can bleep whatever you need to, Mariah. I first would like to apologize. This I got on Easter, and it's one of those texts that, like, you know, those text chains.
Oh,
on Easter too, you nasty.
Was it from Eli?
Let me let you know. I did not send this. I didn't even reply to this.
This was Jesus's coming back day, and you gonna be using that type of shit?
Should I not read it?
No, go.
Happy Easter, you snow bunny hoes. It's time to hop over to Daddy's church so he can f*** you like a rabbit. Be sure to ride that eggplant until your Easter basket is full of eggs and Daddy's. After that, you better bunny hop your way to God's house so the pastor can tell you to... Okay, I need to stop.
Mariah.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I didn't interact with it, but that's the one and only time I have an eggplant.
You didn't
even
ha-ha it?
No, I didn't think it was funny. Yeah, I honestly, right. I didn't
she
actually read it until
she
right now.
She replied back, slay.
Slay. Just forwarded it.
Pass this to your 10 friends.
The only thing I have is just a text from Jonah that is the eggplant emoji. That was in response to Todd saying, no, you're not, winky face.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's all I got.
All right.
Okay, this is a combo with me, Remy, and Ollie and Murph.
Oh!
And Evan and Vince.
Oh, I didn't have this one. Mm.
Well, that's the only nice thing about him, ... eggplant.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Isn't he a bottom though? Oop. Yeah, I guess I should have used the peach emoji.
That's really funny.
That's so good. That's really good.
I wonder who they're talking about, and I wonder who's talking.
That's really good.
Who said that?
I have that chat.
Our friends.
Very good.
Some naughty conversations happening.
Okay.
All right. My word that everybody has to search up.
Okay.
The word smelled.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
I feel like some of these could be so innocent, but then so.
I wish mine was good. I have like three.
What the hell was she talking about?
I genuinely thought you smelled so good, but didn't say anything.
Sounds flirty.
To who?
A guy. Ooh.
Which guy?
Flirty.
All right. I have one from Quen Blackwell.
I love her.
I know that room smelled like refried asshole.
Oop.
You sent that?
No, she sent that to me.
Okay.
For some reason, we were talking about eating ass. I responded. I said, you eat ass? And she goes, if I'm drunk enough, I'll eat intestines.
Ooh.
You're really giving us the context.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be exposing ourselves. And we're just exposing
everybody
our
else.
Yeah, so this person said.
Yeah, that's not cool, huh?
Mine's not that exciting. Cal texted me, I'm on a walk, smiley face. Holy fuck, I'm hungry. The chili smelled so good.
Mine was to my mom. Yes, it smelled great. We lit it last night. Oh, very nice. Well, thank you again.
Aw, did she get you a candle?
Yeah, she sent us like that's candles so and like soaps. She always sends like little baskets.
Wait,
of, like,
cute.
You don't got anything juicy in there, Heath, from smell?
What a sweet son you are.
Literally, the only other one I have is Todd saying, I thought I smelled McDonald's in the kitchen.
I have that one too.
And then another one was my mom saying, let me know if that thing smelled any good. We're having a great sale online, so I stocked up for myself too.
All right, next word, arrested.
Ooh, good.
I shouldn't be too excited.
My top two are from Ollie. He needs to be arrested. Girl, she needs to be arrested.
I have one from Ilya saying, I want to get arrested.
We can arrange that.
And then I go, I want to get crucified.
Mine? Okay, you guys ready for mine?
I think we just wanted to have a wild night. And we were probably having a stressful day. So I understand that.
Okay, so I have, this text message comes from our very own Jordan.
Jordan! Friend of the show.
What are we cooking up over there?
My aunt's brother is the one who arrested Kodak Black. He's the chief of police in Plantation. He texted Kaylin apparently the night they arrested him that he was so sorry they had to do it. LOL.
What?
I'm so sorry. I have to do this. Whoa.
I'm sorry?
I feel like we need to look through Jordan's phone.
Capri was arrested in 2022 on charges of trafficking in oxycodone and possession of a controlled substance without a prescription. He was freed on bond with regular drug testing as a condition of his release.
Because of Jordan.
Because of Jordan.
Did you start like a GoFundMe or something?
Okay,
that was a good one.
Okay, my word?
Mm-hmm.
Bridezilla.
I don't think I've ever typed that in my phone. I think these are for the girls, huh?
Yup.
Yup.
Okay. I have one from Remy saying, hi, Bridezilla time. Can I please have a Celsius with a straw? Thank you.
We were going to try on wedding dresses.
We were. Ollie also said, Remy's going to be a Bridezilla, Lo Chica.
Remy's going to be a Bridezilla?
That was a conversation that she wasn't a part of?
You were in that chat.
Ollie texted me, go Bridezilla on her.
I have one from from Leah. Leah Barr is my assistant. She said, the bride is a Bridezilla.
The only thing I have is from my buddy Bob. He said, sorry, coming from Bridezilla, no jeans, no shorts for the rehearsal. Don't need to wear a suit, but some slacks and a nice shirt.
That was giving coming the from wife. The wife.
The wife.
Bob Damn. Is canceled. Bob is canceled.
Oof, the Bridezilla.
Coming from the Bridezilla.
Okay, next
That's
word.
Nasty.
Mm-mm. Pregnancy test.
No.
That's so good. I have one from Remy. It says, Cal and I literally had Cal and I literally had to have a serious talk about what would happen if it was while the pregnancy test was being postmated.
When was that?
22.
I don't have anything pregnancy test, but there is pregnancy.
That counts.
Aw, I got a cute one right here.
You scrolled for 10 minutes.
There's one I can't say, but I'll read the text. I just can't say where it's coming from.
With a person?
Yeah, I can't say where it's coming from.
This feels like a sleepover game.
I know, right?
This is bad. This is mean girl type shit. All right. Mine is, I just took the pregnancy test. I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
I have another one that says, oh, by the way, congrats on your pregnancy. To Kian.
Aww.
Kian and Ayla.
They're such a hot couple. Their kid's going to be like,
they're good looking parents over there.
The only thing I have is from Zane. And the text is, ooh, announcing pregnancy on camera. Ooh. And then I said, sweet. And then Zane says, wait, could ruin the surprise for them. I said, oh, true.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. What were
you? Was recent?
Zane said, we'll save announcing a pregnancy for the video. Perfect.
Stop. I'm done. Done.
Did it click what it is?
I don't know.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
All right, next word.
Diarrhea.
Ooh. Spell it right. Don't cheat.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Can I please go first?
Yeah.
Heath, you're about to say the one that I was going to say.
Ready?
Yeah.
This is from Zane. His text reads, not us gaining 1,000 Patreon subs because they want to hear my diarrhea.
Oh, wait. Whoa. Context?
Crazy.
What kind of shit are you guys putting on your fucking...
What kind of shit? Literal shit. Most people sell, you know, body pics. No, we sell diarrhea videos.
Wait.
We, it was... Oh, this is so gross. I think we were talking about how, like, sick I got from something. And there's... So... You know, it's us boys, you know, sometimes we send like crazy shit to each other.
No, you don't. No.
And you know, there, a long time ago, I think the last time I sent something like fucking grotesque to Heath was, probably a picture of like my poop in the toilet or something. It's just something crazy. I know.
Is that often? Do you do that?
I don't know. Zane just sends them to
me. No. This was a long time ago. This was once. All right. But no, this was back then when Heath and I were sending each other nasty things, right? I've gotten stuff from him before. Gross. I would never say it though. And then, I would never embarrass you like you're embarrassing me right now. And then at this time, I showed the audio of me.
The audio was crazy.
You went to grab your. Holding on for dear life, and you decide to hit a voice memo.
It was like, you know how people when they start crying, they'll start recording and then they cry.
Yeah,
this was just a moment I felt like I really needed to do it.
He needed it documented.
And you put it on Patreon.
I did. It was not like I did. I'm like, I'm gonna put this on Patreon. It was more like we talked about it.
He had like a really bad stomach thing, whatever. He had the bad diarrhea. We were talking about it in our podcast and Zane played the audio.
Oh.
But it was so bad that we were like, we cannot put that in. So Mariah silenced the whole thing and it was just our reaction to it. And as a joke, we were like, you know what? Leave the audio in for Patreon if you want to hear what it sounded like.
But we did that as a joke because we did it like, it's so gross that no one's going to like want to like.
Can wait, you but that's it. Can
you
know I hear it?
You know how people on people's Patreon pages, they'll put like something for $10,000 and it's something stupid like but no one's gonna buy it.
We were like, we put that on Patreon so people could hear it, but people really wanted to hear it. So Zane was like, not us actually gaining 1,000 Patreon subs.
Oh, the text, you gained 1,000 from it.
1,000 people signed up just to hear because we said we're gonna like have it not silent.
Wait, no, I want you to, can you play it right now, please?
No,
Remy, you'll think differently.
No, I don't want you to look at me like differently, please. And I know people are like looking at me differently already, like having to imagine that with me, because you know it's really hard to imagine something so gross like that with me.
Well, sometimes mine is, or I wrote, I also just switched to Mounjaro. I was on Ozempic for the first 6 months. With Ozempic, I was completely fine, but the first day I would sometimes get diarrhea.
Mm.
You get diarrhea when you do Ozempic?
Sometimes.
Flushes you out.
Sometimes.
But I thought Ozempic is supposed to suppress, not suppress, sorry.
Suppress hunger.
Suppress hunger. Yeah. So how are you shouldn't be like having. Actually, no, because diarrhea is like wet.
I think it should.
the thought process.
No, you can be.
I think it's just medication going into my system. And sometimes, sometimes it's just like.
I feel like I have nothing interesting.
Mm-hmm. Ozempic is actually another good one.
Ozempic is a good one.
Ozempic, yeah, let's just look it up. Add it to the list. Let's put it in.
Okay.
Okay, I only have one. And it's from Zane. Zane said, Ozempic slut.
You were talking about me?
Maybe.
I gotta go, guys. That timing was insane. All right.
My alarm just went off or something. Not that.
Do you want me to give context to that?
Yeah. No, I already know he was talking about me. It's fine.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Give context.
Yeah, you can give context.
So this is from Joe Volpes. And everybody was congratulating him. Mariah said, we'll have a party. Zane said, that's really good. Natalie said, congrats, Joe. Jonah said, hell yeah, Joe, you're killing it. And then Susie said, that's amazing, Joe.
Sorry,
and
is this his fitness thing?
I'm imagining so, because it seems like the timeline. And then Zane said, Ozempic slut.
So everybody's congratulating Joe on his journey. And then I come in and just like have to ruin it.
But then gets pissed when people call you like you're
Ozempic. That I'm on Ozempic. Yeah,
I'm right. Not doing it.
I'm not doing it, I swear. All right. Mine is from Leah, my assistant.
I think
me and Leah's texts alone, like if you were to like download from the moment we've met to now, I think we'd be in jail. Not in that way.
It's like jail.
Oh, that's
you know,
not.
Just like, you know, the like slang, yeah, yeah, internet yeah, yeah. slang, jail.
Jail.
Stop, jail. Like when she eats like 3 day old salads, jail.
One
jail.
Day.
Prison. Yeah. Life sentence.
One day.
Her text is, and ruin this Ozempic body? I don't think so, Zane. another one says, just realized I left my Ozempic in the fridge. It's in an envelope, so don't throw it away, please.
Is she really on it?
Yeah.
Queen.
She talks about it.
Queen.
She's open about it.
I have one from Ollie that says, oh my God, she went on Ozempic. Don't tell anyone, Alicia. She texted me.
Ooh.
Don't tell anyone. Tells everyone.
Has two podcasts. Can't keep a secret from me.
Who's that?
I can't say who.
Okay. Well, that was a good one.
Do you want to do a couple more? It's up to you guys.
Her Ozempic already came out, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any more to go with Ozempic.
I don't think we could. Couple need more another words, Ozempic from her.
Couple more words?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look up OnlyFans.
Oh
shit, Remy.
Zane, you're going to expose your OnlyFans. Your secret one.
No, it's more just talking maybe about somebody else's. Let's see. Oh, I got a couple.
Okay. All right. It's so funny. All of mine are from Zane. I said, Zane, what you up to? And he replied, Scott's convincing me to make an OnlyFans. You? ?
I mean, now knowing the stuff you would take content of, you'd probably make millions.
Do you think there's like a community out there?
Oh, yeah.
That would like that type of stuff?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Oh, I have another one from Zane.
Oh, I call my fans my poopies.
Don't. He texted me. Bad Babies OnlyFans insane.
No.
I've never seen them though. I've never subscribed, so what was I talking about?
I have to click it to open and
yeah,
see.
Yeah, click it.
That sounds like you've never like that
no,
you
No, I've
haven't.
Actually never I've never looked at her. I think her making an OnlyFans was insane to me.
So you sent a screenshot of how much money she made?
Oh.
And you said, how is that possible?
Oh, I think this was the first time that we found out that she had an OnlyFans. I think the first time we found out was also the amount was posted.
So you sent in a screenshot of her in-feed picture of her earnings.
Got it.
For the first month.
How much was it?
Am I looking at gross?
Yeah, ballpark?
Just say the number that it says.
There's no like commas, so I'm having to count the zeros.
Wow. Oh,
jeez.
52 million.
Oh, fuck. No. Yeah, you should do that. I feel like that was the time, though, where, like, not many people were on it, you know?
It was the first year.
Okay. First year, okay.
April 1, 2021 still. To April 25, 2022.
Good for her.
52 million.
That's insane. Good for her.
The fact that, like, wow. I would never be able to compute numbers like that, and just her being like, okay, cool.
Like, if I were to make an OnlyFans, and I just showed everything, and then nobody... Nobody subscribed.
Like you did it for like 500 bucks.
I did it for like five people or like, and then, but those five people just showed everyone. That's like, that sucks.
You get at least 1,000 people.
Oh yeah.
We now know that through market research.
Exactly.
Extensive market research.
If I was just like gun ho, I went bam, bam, posted. And that was my return. I couldn't be, I couldn't feel guilty or anything. I'd be like, I don't care. Look what I like. It's crazy how it wouldn't like matter to me anymore. My body is art. That's what I would think. Look, my body's art. Look how much I made. 52 million.
I can't believe you filmed yourself.
Shut up, Remy. It was to Heath and Heath wasn't supposed to say anything.
My body is art.
My body is art. Wonderland.
Dude, I'm going to get fucking, you know, I'm going to get you back one day. You're not going to like it. I'm going to get you back hard. You're not going to like it.
He didn't even put you on the spot. You talked about it on your podcast.
I know, I did. I'm just the only one that is open about it because I'm an open book. Remember? I said I was going to be more open on this show.
And you guys are hating us for it.
Yeah. And now you are shaming me. Poop shaming me. That's fucked up. And you know, I still smell better than all of y'all combined. So
Dana,
you know what?
You're still my best friend.
Suck me.
Okay.
Eat me.
Good word. Search the word suck.
My text was from our friend Mia, who has an OnlyFans, and she said she was working on her OnlyFans, and I'm going to shout her out. OnlyFans.com/MiaSayokum.
Not on this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only OnlyFans we're promoting is going to either be mine or ours.
Well,
until you make it, what are we doing? Suck?
Mm-hmm. Oop. Tell the class.
I have one for Mariah that said, or this was me to Mariah, which says, why do they have to suck the fun out of everything?
Us. Yeah, we're just talking about us.
I think this is us. I think this is when our videos kept on getting hidden on our channel.
Oh, yep.
The context is we're just having so much fun filming these, but then the post-production is just like, is so brutal because the posting, just having to post it.
Jordan, you'll like this one. This is from my buddy Austin. He said, Flanagan sucks. Alehouse sucks. It all sucks and prices are absurd.
That's good. You got one?
I have one that like I feel like our viewers will find interesting, Rem, but this was one of our fights, like our last big one that we had.
Ooh.
And he said, No. It's good.
You guys were in a fight?
We would never fight. I'm happy we're both on the same page about that, and I don't ever want to do it again. The whole situation sucked, and I definitely,
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's the same thing. It sucked.
I feel like we lost a little bit of information in that text there.
I think we weren't being really unfiltered in that text conversation.
Zane just shared that he filmed a full-blown diary inside of a toilet bowl. Okay.
That's why this is my last episode. Okay. This is my last straw.
We're putting our heads in the grillotine.
I'm open. I'm being more open than ever.
Yes.
I'm so open. Next is fucking OnlyFans. Who knows? I know I'm just being open on this show. And they're just king cutting shit out. I'm so done.
I'll read
I'm
the
done.
Whole thing. Okay. I'm still really sad about it, but I'm happy we're both on the same page about that, and I don't ever want to do it again. The whole situation sucked. I definitely didn't help by bringing it up in the moment. I honestly think I was way more sober than I honestly thought I was way more sober than I was. Editing the vlog back, I genuinely blacked out a little bit. I think that explains everything, not an excuse. Cut. I'm glad we worked through it all, though. Da 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 da. And
cut,
it was
cut, cut.
Da 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 da
cut, cut,
da. Da 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 da.
You know why, Heath? Because I think our names are in there. What if it had to do with us? What if the fight stemmed from something?
Should we search each other's names?
I don't want to hear it if you guys said anything bad about me.
We would literally never.
Heath's style is just so funny.
Did you see what Heath wore to the podcast?
I love the boots.
Oh, thank you.
You like, look the amazing. Fit. You're the jacket,
Heath,
the Heath boots.
Heath looked extra short today, huh?
Sorry.
In conclusion, mine just says, Remy's gonna suck.
Remy's gonna, like, yours.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Ollie texts me, Remy's gonna suck.
Oh, I got that one too. Let's do a few more. Let's do condoms.
Okay.
Condoms.
Taylor King, all caps. Does anyone need condoms?
Who said that?
TK.
Does anyone need condoms? Snack?
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Mine says, don't worry, we use condoms always.
This was a group chat that we had for Cabo, and this was a text from me saying, "Good thing I brought condoms." Another text. It was from me to Todd and Will Derbyshire that says, no condom either.
The only one I have is a text from Zane where he says, this is where my mom called me out for the used condoms.
Where'd you leave them?
All over his bedroom.
Under my bed.
Ew, you
under?
Did not.
I was young. It was a different song.
Just not even in the trash can though? Yeah.
Obviously I was hiding. I can't throw in the trash because I'm scared my mom's going to go through the trash. I was young. I was like.
That shit probably smells.
Under the bed is really crazy.
I was like 11.
Mine to.
That's really.
Mine to Cal. Did you know condoms are only 86% effective?
Really?
Apparently so.
Wow.
I mean, I guess like. Because
they
once
can
they
break.
Rip.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, wow.
Baby, my phone is on fire.
Burning up.
My booty hole is on fire.
Wow. We really exposed ourselves.
Some of us a little more than others. And yeah. I commend those
Zane's
that
like,
did.
We can quit. We're done. Yeah, We've reached our
my
time.
My phone.
I think
gonna,
Zane was
I'm
going
to
like
cancel my
30 minutes ago.
I'm going to cancel my phone. How do you turn it off? I'm going to turn it off. Just sell it. I don't need my phone anymore.
Eat, pray, love. Travel with no phone.
His whole trip.
Yeah.
Him at the Spice Festival.
That feels like a lifetime ago that we talked about the Spice Festival.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Well, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Basically Unfiltered with your four favorite people in the entire world. You can check out these episodes every Thursday, audio and video. We post at the same day.
I thought you were going to say time, and I was like, ooh,
no, not time.
Not.
We posted the same day, audio in the morning, and then the video in the afternoon.
Let us know down below if you guys are interested in the merch. I will make them, and we will sell them if you like it. But
and she will sew it herself.
I will.
We love you so much, and we will see you
next week,
baby.
Love ya.
Love you, bye.
Arigato gozaimasu, baby.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that really mean? At Ritual, we have very high standards for what clean really means. Like for our best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby ingredients like folate for neural tube support, choline for baby's brain development, and omega-3 for brain and vision support. But our high standards don't stop there. All of the ingredients in our essential prenatal multivitamin are sourced through our made traceable supply chain, so it's clear where they come from and why they're there. Because clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Shop Ritual for the support you deserve. With 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.